In today's episode of CCO Club Podcast, we are talking about why it's important for you to embrace being extraordinary. Maybe that's not a word that you use to describe yourself in business, and maybe not even in life. But today we're going to talk about why it's important that I believe you should start embracing it and how you can use it to excel in your business. We'll see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now, but you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of CCO Club Podcast, where we are empowering women who own small businesses, micro businesses. Maybe you even own a medium or a large business. We're talking to you too, but we're mostly talking to our sisters that are out there trying to make this thing work and need some assistance, because doing it alone for a lot of us is hard, right? So I want to be able to encourage you on this podcast. Make sure you go to CCOclub.com. Join up with us. We have done a soft launch, and we are looking for some people that want to get in on the early stages, because you know the early stages are the best. We have some affiliate stuff paying 30% out. We're just connecting with as many people as possible. We're going to be having some more folks on this podcast coming up very, very shortly. So if you are one that wants to be on the podcast, you got to let us know. So head on over to CCOclub.com and drop us a note, and we will be looking forward to having you on our podcast soon. So we are talking about this idea of not embracing being extraordinary. I've had a conversation, and actually I have quite a few conversations about this very thing. And I talked about it in another podcast probably a couple of months ago at the time of this recording. And it is this idea of we as women not embracing our greatness. And sometimes we do it, I said this before, I know, is that we want to come from the posture of a student, right? We never want to leave the posture of being a student. And I absolutely, unequivocally, undeniably agree with that. I believe with that, but that has nothing to do with me being extraordinary. That might set somebody free right there. I can still be extraordinary in what it is that I'm doing, even if I want to always be a servant, even if I want to, you know, be the best. If we're thinking about Christ, when Christ walked the earth, you know, he still was I am, right? He was I am. He is I am. He was still the greatest. He was still the greatest. And he was a servant as well, right? He was a leader trying to set folks free during the time that he walked on earth, still today, but he was also a servant. I mean, he washed the feet of his own disciples. So you can be great. You could be the one in what it is that you're doing in your industry, in your business, on your job, right? In your family. You can be great and still stay in the posture of a student, stay in the posture of a servant. I think that oftentimes the reason why we don't is because of judgment. It might be self-judgment. I think for some of us, we're judging ourselves. We don't. And here's another thing. Not only do we judge ourselves, is that we know that once we cross over to this level of greatness, right? Once we say that we are here, it's like a light that comes on and it's always on you, right? You can never not be great, right? Michael Jordan says greatness doesn't take a day off, right? And you always have to stay there. See, I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of being on top. I'm not afraid of getting knocked down because it makes me hungry. Like, I think that sometimes what we do is we don't want to get there because getting there and staying there is harder. Like, I remember saying to some folks when I was a lot younger, and I don't remember if this was something I said or somebody said this to me, but it's always stuck. It's like when I was talking to these younger folks about going to college, I said, getting into college is easy. Graduating from college is hard. Right. getting into something is easy. Getting out sometimes is what's hard. And while some believe that getting into college might be hard, think about graduating with the degree. Right. Making sure everything is done right. Right. And so it's sometimes when we get into something, we have to keep it going for, you know, a long period of time or forever if we want to build a business, right? Like, I think for me, the question should be, do I want to build a legacy, right? Like, I think that if you are one that desires to leave something for your children, you got to take risks. And part of those risks are in honing in on your greatness. It's honing in on your greatness. Now, watch this. There's always going to be somebody greater. Right. There's always going to be someone greater. I'm in my periphery right now. They just did a commercial, Simone Biles, one of the greatest gymnasts in all of time right now. And she has to own her greatness. But that doesn't mean that she doesn't, you know, when the last Olympics happened, you know, she had the I forget what they call them, where she was dizzy, basically, when she had getting the twisties. That's what it was, the twisties. And, you know, and then she dealt with some things with mental health, and she took some time off. But watch this, that didn't change her greatness. My Lord and my God, it didn't change her greatness. And I think that part of being great in today's day and age is admitting to the fact that we deal with mental health. That's still great. That we don't always have our best days. That to me, that's greatness. That's courage as well. I remember today a friend of mine called me and she was just like, I don't want nothing. I just need to vent. And you know what? And she was like, I don't know how I'm going to get back on track for this day, you know, or how I can move forward. I said, you know, sometimes we just got to take an L, right? And then in my community, that means you just take a loss. Like, you lost today, get over it, get back into bed and say, but I'm a fight again tomorrow. Sometimes you just have an L. It could be for any reason. But that doesn't mean you're not great. That doesn't mean you're not extraordinary, right? We have to own this. So here are a couple of things that I wanted to ask you. When you are describing yourself in your business, what words are you using to describe yourself? Are you using a word like expert? Are you using a word like some word that's synonymous to expert, right? You know, are you, you know, number one in? Are you the best to do? Are you, you know, do you have the best community? Do you have the best courses, right? Do you, you know, are you the favorite for whatever? Like, what is it that you are saying that is separating you from the competition? And that doesn't mean that the competition has to be bad. It's just that you're just better. And that's okay. And what I love about that is that you can even know that there's some competition that is better than you, and you can still say you're great, and you can still say, I'm coming for you. Here's another thing. You might not be calling yourself great because you feel like, or some form of greatness, right? Expert, you know, number one in, top 5%, whatever, because you feel like there's another level or levels that you want to go to. Again, that does not negate your greatness. It does not. It does not negate just because you want to go to another level. That means that you stay hungry, right? Because you always want to get better. You always want to improve. I was having a conversation the other day with a young lady that I'm coaching, and one of the things that we are going through was that, you know, on her website, she had way too many things that were going on. And after we had some conversations, we redid her name, and expert is part of that name. And every time we talk, you know, it seems like because her mindset was in one mode with one avatar for so long, then every time she starts talking, she's kind of still talking that language. And I said, no, that's not what we're doing. You are the expert. You are the go-to. And here is the thing. And one thing she said is, she said, I have to keep doing a mindset shift, right? And I said to her, I want you calling yourself an expert when you go to bed at night. I want you calling yourself an expert when you wake up in the morning. I want you to be saying it out loud so your ears can hear. I want you to fumble over the words. If someone asks you, you know, what is it that you do? I want you to fumble over it till it's flowing off your lips and you are good at what it is you do. Because here is the thing. Some of you guys out there, I'm going to speak a prophetic word to you, are already experts. You're already the go-to. You're already the one, even in your family. You might be the matriarch of your family. You are the one that has the it factor, right? And people already see you with the it factor. They already know you like that. What you have to do is just own it and say, this is who I am. This is what I am great at. And therefore, this is what I'm going to do, right? That you already have it. But then when we get out into wanting to sell, it's like, we don't want to say that. And I said to this young lady, I said, you can do all you want to teach people, but what you have inside of you is gifting to do that. You have a gift to do that. There's a lot of people that, you know, there really is a difference between, in my opinion, you know, because I believe gifting comes from God, but people that have gifting to do something and people that are, that learn it over time and they can do very, very well. And sometimes depending on the level that you can get to, you can get to a very, very high level. So for example, I was just talking about Simone Biles. She's just gifted. Like she just gifted. LeBron James, just gifted. Serena Williams, just gifted, right? There are a lot of folks out that are just absolutely gifted in what it is that they are doing. Now, there's other people that can work just as hard and maybe even work harder, but there are some people that are just gifted at what it is that they do. Now, I happen to be talking about sports because that's what I'm watching right now, but it could be you are gifted in how you help people navigate building a website. You can be gifted in coaching. You can be gifted in helping people to see results the fastest, right? Which means that you generally can charge more. You can be gifted in seeing through some of the challenges that people are having to give them a very clean process that they need to go through to get the results. You might just be gifted in that area. And even if you're not gifted, you might have worked that thing for so long and you could do that thing with your eyes closed and you can still be an expert at it. You can be an expert because you put in the time. Right? A lot of times we're called experts because we put in the education, right? I can say that about my degrees, you know, having two master's degrees and a doctorate degree. Like I know what I'm talking about. If we're talking about anything that has to do with education, and I'm not even talking about the traditional form of education, I'm just talking about education because I know how to write curriculum. I know how to do instruction. I know how to do administration. Like I can do that. The industry doesn't matter because the work oftentimes is the same. No, I'm not going to go in and try to do something in a field I don't have knowledge of, but I still have an expertise, and that expertise can transcend industries. And I want us to begin to continue to own that. I want you to hear yourself say it. Like if you're listening to me now, say I'm an expert in, and say what's after that. Give yourself the credit. I'm an expert in. Call yourself the best in, right? I know that I'm an excellent speaker. I know that I do very good podcasts, and I'm telling you, they're going to get better over time. Y'all just wait and see. They're going to get better over time. I do excellent with course writing, right? Like we don't like to say great things about ourselves oftentimes because I think in our culture, we have equated that to being a braggart, but that's not what it is we're doing if we're confident, right? And watch this might set you free, and it don't matter what other people say about you. They brag, and don't worry about that because you know in your heart if that's what you're doing or not, right? Because sometimes it's a reflection on other people and have nothing to do with you. That might bless somebody right there. I want you to say it. I want you to say it out loud. I don't want you to think it because sometimes, I don't want you to just think it because sometimes when we're just thinking things, it sometimes doesn't make it real. I want you to say it out of your mouth. I want your ears to hear it. I want your heart to feel it. I want the nervousness to set in if that's what's set in. And I want you to get used to being the best. I want you to get used to doing what it is that you do. If you make the best peach cobbler, call it. Like, can't nobody make a better peach cobbler than me. I was watching, I don't know how many folks out there, this time of this recording is Olympic season. And Anthony Edwards is a basketball player on the USA side. And, you know, Anthony Edwards, you know, he's a younger guy. You know, he's an up-and-coming star for sure. And he's on the basketball team, the men's basketball team. And, you know, of course, LeBron and Steph and KD, they're the ones that are the stars. But Anthony Edwards said, you know, I'm still the go-to man. I still should be the number one option. I love his bravado. And so he was saying, they were on the ship and he was before the opening ceremony. And he was saying, you know, I can beat anybody on the USA team swimming. Like, ain't nobody beat me swimming. And then four of the ping pong ladies walked up to him. And then they were like, somebody said, what about ping pong? And he was like, well, I beat them in ping pong too. And then so the four ladies challenged him to, now these are, let me set the stage. These are the four that's going to the Olympics. That means that they're very, 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 very good expert. Right. Like they the truth. And he said, I'm gonna get at least 1 point. That's what I'm talking about right there. He said, I at least get 1 point. You're not gonna skunk me. Now, these are the best in the world that I'm sure they're gonna skunk him anyway. He said, I'm gonna at least get 1 point. Right. Like, I love that about him. I love that assurance that he has within himself saying, you know, I'm at least get 1 point. I was watching badminton today. I said, I'm at least try to get 1 point against you. Right. But and I know that you're in the Olympics. But that it's that confidence. It's that confidence that I want us to have. It's that confidence in knowing who you are. It's that confidence in being, you know, what it is that I believe that God wants us to be. Is that confidence in saying, I'm going to make it. I know it don't look right now, because I believe that that's what laws of attraction are really about. It's about that confidence, right? It's about that being able to put out in the universe what you want to see. If I want to be an expert, I'm putting out in the universe. I'm not going to put out in the universe, well, I'm afraid, or I don't see myself as that. See, okay, I'll tell you what, let's do this. You might not see yourself as that, but because I see you as that, I might not even know you. Odds are I don't, but I see you as an expert, and believe in me because I believe in you. If you don't want to believe in yourself, just believe in Dr. T, because Dr. T believes. We have a lot of women out there that are doing the doggone thing and making great, great, great moves. And there are so many more of us out there who sometimes we just need a chance. Sometimes we just need somebody to see us in a different way. But I'm telling you, first, it has to start with you seeing yourself. One of the things that we are going to do with CCO Club is we're going to have in-person events. And those folks that don't normally get a chance to be on stage are going to get chances to be on stage. Those people that are out there that don't normally get to be seen can get to be seen. Those folks that want people to hear their courses and see their courses, that's one of the things, one of the reasons why we built CCO Club. You have a course out there, but other people don't know about it. Get in here, because we run an ads to the platform ourselves, and people can see it, whether it's free or fee, right? We want to give those who are struggling or those who need more press, right? You need folks to see you and notice what it is you're doing. We want to help, because we believe that together we can do this thing. I know it sounds like I got off track, but I really didn't, because I'm trying to show you that we can all be experts together. I'm learning that I am as good as the rest of my team is, right? Because I know what I'm excellent at. I was just talking to one of our founders, and I was like, you do this group, I'm going to do this group, they're going to do that group, and we're going to all hit it from all angles. I don't want to do what you do. And I said, you don't have to worry about what I have. You can come over here, but you don't have to worry about it, because I got that. Because we are absolutely stronger together. We are absolutely stronger together, and we are all experts in what it is we do. We are all experts, and that's what makes us stronger. So I want you to embrace who you are. I want you to call yourself that. I want you to put it out in the atmosphere. I want you to say it to people. I want you to stumble and it not feel comfortable until you get it comfortable. If you join us over there in CCO, or when you join us over there in CCO, we're going to be able to help you with that messaging, help you to say it better, help you with getting that feedback that you may need in order to do what it is that you need to do. So that's what I have for you guys today. I hope that I said something that was a blessing to you. I pray that you will begin to call yourself exactly what you are, being the best, being the expert, being the top in what you do. Call yourself what you want to be known for. Call yourself what you want to be known for. And I want us to be known as the best. In His name, amen. I will see you guys in the next episode. Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.